Tens of millions of people with student debt are in limbo because President Biden's plan to relieve debt for many borrowers remains on hold due to legal challenges. And the pandemic-era pause on payments for debt is set to expire in December unless the White House extends it. So a couple things there. What should we do? Bring in Jill Schlesinger. She's CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And catch us up first. The president's student debt relief plan stalled in the courts?
Yeah, definitely. This is a couple different courts and a couple different states have filed suit trying to challenge the ability of the government to just cancel all of these loans. And I think that based on the appeal structure in the United States, this is going to go through beyond the end of this year, probably well into next year. It could end up in the Supreme Court.
Okay. Well, and what does that mean for people who'd applied for relief? I mean, obviously some people, you know, in their heads, we're spending some money that they are not now getting.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want it to make it sound like, oh, these crazy spendthrift borrowers, because I fielded a ton of calls on my podcast where people said, hey, I'm getting this $10,000 wiped out. I had it sitting in my account. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the money in my retirement account, right, or I'm going to actually put more money down on my home purchase. And so a lot of people spent that money in good faith, knowing or thinking that this summer that they were going to get loan relief. And so I think it's very easy to say, oh, you know, they just went out and partied. Not necessarily. A lot of these people were very smart about what to do with their money.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that. I mean, I meant just what you said. They were thinking, I have this cash for something that I need. So what might you tell them?
You know, it stinks, first of all. So let's like just take a collective breath and say no one likes to be in limbo. And, you know, if this were happening to 40 million other Americans about almost anything else, that the government would be like not letting this happen. So this is crazy, by the way. So given that these federal loan payments are on pause through the end of the year and they are accruing 0% interest, if you're lucky enough to have some extra cash still left over from the pandemic, maybe you should start paying down the balances above those threshold amounts. That was $10,000 for people who make $125,000 a year, or up to $20,000 if you were a Pell Grant recipient. And what's really important here is this is a very unique situation where you kind of want to leave the door open and possible for getting the debt cancellation. Also, I would go to the website studentaid.gov. And remember, this is only for federal loans. No private loans are included. Make sure that you are enrolled in auto debit, meaning once that clock starts ticking again in January, you've got an account hooked up to your debt and you're able to make the payments. And also check out the Department of Ed. They've got a cool loan simulator tool. Maybe there's a different repayment plan that better meets your needs, or maybe even consolidation could help you out.
Okay, so there was the plan to relieve debt, but also the pause on payments. Do you think that pause might extend beyond December?
It's so funny. Every time they say, no, really, this is it, I say, yeah, this is it. And maybe they will because of the uncertainty involved here. But I would be, if I were a borrower, be prepared that in January, you will start paying again, because I think that's the safest and most conservative approach.
Okay. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money, and someone we're grateful for as we approach Thanksgiving. Jill, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And you as well. Very thankful for you and the audience here.